ராமாய ராம பத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதே நமக. அரண்யகாண்ட் chapter number 51, faithful unto death. The recitation begins now. These just and reasonable words of Jatayu but inflamed Ravana the more, and fire flashed from his 20 eyes. He sprang at Jatayu in a dreadful rage, and a terrible battle ensued between them in that desolate forest, even as if two cloud banks or two Mount Malyavans dashed against one another. Then Ravana directed at Jatayu a ceaseless shower of Nalikas, Narachas, Pikaranis and other sharp arrows. The bird shattered them to pieces with his wings, and his sharp talons dug deep into and lacerated the huge bulk of Ravana. Whereupon the giant resolved to finish his strange assailant and shot 10 arrows sharp as a rod of time. Jatayu was filled with redoubled fury and strength at the sight of Sita riding in the car in agony and blinding tears. He heeded not the dread shafts, but sprang upon Ravana and shivered the bow and arrows to pieces with the stroke of his powerful legs. The Rakshasa at once grasped another bow and sent a ceaseless stream of arrows from it by thousands and ten thousands, almost imprisoning Jatayu in their midst like a silkworm in its cocoon. The vulture king made short work of the bow and the arrows with a few blows of his pinions and legs. The magical armor of his foe, the shone like shire, was riven to pieces by the impact of the gale from his wings. He killed the mules yoked to the car that was swift as wind with the face of pisachas and clothed in golden armor. He then broke the car to pieces, destroyed the umbrellas, chamaras and those that bore them, and finished by biting off the head of the driver. Deprived of his car, driver, horses, bows and arrows, Ravana leaped to the ground with Sita in his arms. Thereat all beings praised Jatayu for his matchless valor. Ravana noticed with joy that his foe was a little fatigued with age and exertions and sprang into the air with Sita. But the vulture king barred his way and cried, "Fool, do you hope to carry away by force the wife of Raghuvira, whose arrows are as deadly as Vajra? The destruction of the entire Rakshasa race is close at hand. Yourself, your friends, kinsmen, ministers, followers and troops quaff countless goblets of poisoned wine to allay your burning thirst. A speedy death is the lot of those who engage themselves in acts without any idea of where they would land them. And you are the brightest example of it. Have you seen a fish alive when the sharp hook has gone down its throat? Do you hope to escape from Rama with the noose of death tightening around your neck? Do you expect the heroes to forgive you who have stolen away Sita from their cottage when they were away? Like a base thief, you hid yourself in fear while they were with her and later crowned yourself with eternal infamy and contempt. A nice warrior and hero you are. Wait a while, Rama would be here. Fight with him if you can, and you can take your place by the side of your brother Kara. You have committed a crime that will shorten your years and bring instant death upon you. Even the Lord of the Worlds, the Self-Existent One, will never dare to commit an act that is sure to result in sin." Meanwhile, Ravana heeded not the golden counsel of Jatayu, but was beating a rapid retreat. Noticing which, the bird sprang after him, lighted upon his back, dug his sharp, cruel claws deep into his body and limbs. And even as the driver brings under control a mad elephant with frequent thrusts of a sharp goad, he plucked his hair by the roots, plunged his sharp beak into his back, and tore away huge lumps of flesh. Unable to bear the agony, Ravana trembled with rage and with quivering lips turned to fight the obstinate foe. With one of his arms he held Sita a safe prisoner while he shot out a terrible blow with the other at Jatayu. But the heroic bird bit off the 10 hands that held Sita when, lo, they appeared again like deadly serpents springing from their holes with poisonous fumes. Then Ravana let go of Sita and struck at the bird with his fists and feet. Thus the Rakshasa king and the vulture king fought with unabated fury for over an hour, at the end of which Ravana profited by a chance to hew off with a sharp sword the pinions and feet of Jatayu, who fought so nobly for his master Raghuvira. And the lord of the vultures fell to the earth in the agonies of death. Ravana rejoiced to see him lie there a shapeless mass like a black cloud or a spent forest fire. But dire grief filled the heart of Sita as if she had lost everyone near and dear to her. She ran to where lay her friend and defender, the heroic bird with snow-white breast, the blood streaming in torrents from his countless wounds, caught him to her breast and lifted her voice in piteous lament. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdeya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.